This is the Morgan Report with David Morgan. For the latest in precious metals investing, gold, silver, the economy, and more, go to themorganreport.com.
David Morgan with you with the weekly, with the week ending the 16th of February 2018. I'm recording this a little bit early. I'll be speaking at the Anarchapulco Conference in Acapulco, Mexico. This whole video is going to be about cryptographic silver and the monetary system. This is extremely high risk, high reward. I am a founding member. Obviously, I'm biased. I did contribute silver bullion as a founder, which means I have the opportunity, if this all goes as planned, to reap the rewards thereof in silver itself. LODE, the future of money. The first asset, LODE Coin, will provide the silver contributing member an ownership stake in the LODE ecosystem and rights to reward as the project grows. Register, and I'll have the link in the description box underneath this video. Anyone can explore the site with the link that I provided, but just very quickly, there's different ways to participate. Obviously, as a member, you could participate if you're a silver mining company. You can be as a merchant, you can participate. And industrial user, and even as an individual. So there's several ways to get involved. You can read the descriptions for yourself. So now I'm going to play you a video within my video. This is from the Caymans, and it starts off in French. So please realize that 1 minute into this video, I think it's a minute and 5 seconds, something along those lines, this gentleman will start speaking English, and then he'll bring in Ian Toes, who is one of the founding principals of this project, that will explain a great deal to you in English. So if you can move the slide bar up a minute, maybe you'll want to do so. If not, you're going to have to just twiddle your thumbs or get a cup of coffee and come back after the first minute of this video is played.
Direct des îles Caïmans, ce 8 février, donc tel que promis dans la vidéo d'hier, nous sommes en direct et il y a un conférencier qui est sur le stage actuellement. Nous, nous sommes dans l'allée principale et comme vous pouvez constater, donc vous avez une bonne image de notre booth et bonne nouvelle, on a les gens de SWP qui sont avec nous aujourd'hui, qui sont en train de prendre des commandes. C'est ce que j'ai bien compris. Taking orders, guys. On va avoir une entrevue avec Marc Yaxley demain, alors que Marc est occupé en ce moment. Vous avez aussi une autre personne que plusieurs connaissaient qui s'appelle Brandon Green. Brandon qui travaille chez SWP avec Marc. Et j'ai l'honneur aussi de vous présenter Steve Merrill. Steve travaille avec nous pour le projet LODE en tant qu'ambassadeur. Et aujourd'hui, ce qu'on va faire, eh bien, je vais vous présenter un des fondateurs avec Steve du projet LODE. Alors, on est de retour après une petite coupure vidéo et j'en profite pour vous présenter le fondateur, un des fondateurs avec Steve Merrill qui s'appelle Ian Toes. Bonjour. L'entrevue va se faire en anglais. Donc, pour tous ceux qui sont bilingues, bravo. Ian, exciting it is to be in Cayman Island right now.
It all starts right here.
How's your feeling regarding, since we've been on the island, how's your feeling or your inputs regarding the quality of the people we met? What kind of relationship that we are expecting? What was the result of the conference we had with SWP 2 nights ago? What's your input regarding everything we've been doing?
Well, we've had a series of meetings here all week, and we've been extremely impressed by the level and the quality of the work that consultants are working with. We chose Cayman Island for a very serious reason. Cayman has the strongest asset protection laws in the world, and private assets that belong to individuals are sovereign here on the island, and that's the reason why many of the banks, accounting firms, and hedge funds are located here, is because of these asset protection qualities. I gotta tell you though, the people that we've chosen to work with have exceeded my expectations in quality. They really are a fantastic group, and at some point we're going to invite our LODE community to come down here and have some informal chats and social events with these people that we're putting into our community. But the enthusiasm is really high.
Yeah,
I mean, the orders are coming in.
The orders are coming in.
That's... Martin did an enthusiastic presentation to about 30 people the other night, including some ministers from the government. And the orders are coming in. It's fantastic.
It's really nice. Yeah, it makes me feel good too.
Yeah, it makes me feel good too.
We're here at the Alternative Investment Summit. Obviously, it's a 2 days event. There's a lot of fund managers, bankers coming from all around the world.
500 private offices.
Yeah, and so far, my feeling is that they're still trying to figure out what's going on.
Yeah.
And obviously, they're very interested because they've heard a lot about the regular 100% digital currency. Now to see a monetary system backed by silver.
Game changer.
It's a game changer.
And the crypto unit from KPMG. There's six of the leading accountants for KPMG's business unit, Cayman Islands and the Channel Islands, here at this conference. And they, we can't keep them away from the booth. They're here. Registering and asking questions, and they're just so intrigued because this is actually a true monetary system.
Yeah, and the funny thing is that because they're fund managers, obviously on the public side of businesses, they cannot get involved with their funds because they don't know how to make it happen.
That's right.
But as individuals, they've been committing to the
project.
It's so funny. So obviously, you know, there's some interest in the people happy of our presence here too. As you can see, we have a great amount of silver here for $250,000 of silver. It creates some impacts. Obviously, people were taking pictures earlier, and you know, they want to get involved, touch the silver.
Yeah,
very, very nice.
Brandon, how many blocks of silver sold today?
18 blocks. Individual orders?
Yeah.
More than that, 20 now.
Over 20 orders today, so these blocks are going.
Yeah, absolutely.
they're being bought by you and the community.
And thanks again for
thank you for the commitment and the promise to change the world.
So what's next? I have an appointment at 4 o'clock this afternoon for a news radio station interview. We're going to talk, obviously, about the blockchain technology. And after that, it's going to be regarding the Load Project. So we're going to promote the Load Project here on the island. What's next? Tomorrow, we have the same candidate as today. Will Smith will address as a key speaker. Tonight, it's Danica Patrick, the NASCAR driver. And from there, we're
on the road again.
We're
going to Acapulco.
On Acapulco.
Yeah, we're going to see some of you there.
And keep on pushing. And for you guys who follow us, don't miss another interview tomorrow with Mark Yaxley. I'm going to talk about the project a little bit more because I know that people are asking, okay, what is Load? You keep on showing and presenting these videos, but I don't know how it works. Be patient. I'm getting there, and we're going to make it happen. We're just teasing right now.
Can we talk just for a couple minutes about the new website?
Oh, absolutely.
The new website is up at load.one, and it's been constructed on a new platform similar to the technology that Facebook uses, so we're building robustness in. Our goal is to hit 1 million registered members in our community in the next couple of years, and you're a big part of that activation. 100 ounces at a time, you're going to change the world. And the new graphics are out. We're looking at actually producing some of these in physical silver for the community to own one. And so we're making a lot of progress.
Absolutely. So thanks for your trust. And we keep on pushing. And we'll see each other in another video tomorrow again. Thanks again.
Silver salutations.
All right. So as you heard, some of these people will be at Acapulco with me. They'll be promoting this. I'll be doing a normal speech. I will certainly touch on this during my speech. So this is a part of the white paper. The white paper is, I think, 35 pages long. I'm not going to read the whole thing to you. Again, I want you to get on the website if you're interested. And this is the abstract or the idea. The Load system is a Load community. It's a community members have designed and scaled to fit the needs of a global society of sound money advocates or devotees who recognize that silver can serve as an affordable verifiable, safe, and secure store of value, and that when tokenized upon the Ethereum blockchain, may become a superior medium of exchange, one that returns the economic system to a fungible, private, resilient, autonomous unit of account. So if I ever said, you know, what my mission statement is, which I have several times, this would sort of be the icing on the cake of my mission statement. Whether this will come to actually materialize to the degree that the potential possesses or not remains to be determined. Again, I want to warn everybody that, one, I'm involved, I'm biased, two, that this is very different than what we have seen a lot of in the crypto space, which means it's not just some abstract idea with a white paper that's basically unbacked. Some are and some are not, but this one fully is backed by silver. In fact, if you read through everything, you'll determine that there's more than 100% backing, but not like 110%, but more than 100% at all times. Regardless, this is not going to be one of these situations where you see it go from 1 cent to $100. It is going to be tied to the price of silver. But if this were to take off, meaning that more and more silver works itself through the system because it's always about silver, you would see more and more silver being demanded by this system, which means it would have to go out into the open marketplace and buy silver. And that is an increased demand, which means it certainly could push the price up. But as far as this system being independent of the silver price, it is not. So if you're looking for like a quick buck or something that goes up exponentially from the day you buy it, this is not for you. It is what I just read, and maybe I'll reread part of it, but this is based on the Ethereum blockchain and may become a superior medium of exchange, one that returns to the economic system a fungible, private, resilient, and autonomous unit of account. So sort of my dream, certainly not what some of these other tokenized situations are. This one is based on silver, and it will always be there. Based on two assets, the first is the Load coin, which will reflect a contributor's stake in the system. And the second is there too, is the AGX coin. AG being the symbol for silver, as you all know, will serve merchants and speculators seeking a private and sound utility for commerce and speculation, include a right to claim or exchange the reserve asset, the coin, into silver bullion. Again, this is all about remonetizing silver in the most, let's say, utility form that we know so far, which is what Bitcoin started. And this is basically a takeoff on the Ethereum blockchain methodology. And this is something that is being done in the gold world. I think there's some in the silver that I may not be aware of. But nonetheless, this one has been thought through, and I'm aware of almost everybody involved in the project. I know both the gentlemen in the Caymans there. They both actually work for Kitco at one time. And the gentleman that did the video, I do not know, but I'll probably be meeting him in Mexico. Again, just to emphasize that the performance about this is to be determined. The best case scenario has been modeled, and a worst case scenario, no claims are being presented, only abstracts of potential targets, which have been derived from the Load financial model. Forward-looking statement, take a look. Certainly high risk, and it is not functioning as I am making this video. You just saw some of the people from Strategic Wealth Preservation, and Ian went through why they chose that group. And again, if you have any doubt, stay out. I wouldn't just jump on the website. You could jump on the website and register and not have any obligations. So you could get the email on their email list and that type of thing and just kind of observe it for a while if you're so inclined. I would suggest that's probably the best way to do it. I've also suggested to everybody that is a paid member of the Morgan Report to wait for this to become come to the fore. And once it has, to wait probably 6 months and let it season, let it operate, let it see what kind of issues come up, what kind of problems arise, how they're handled, and what the results are. And then once it has, let's say, gone for 6 months and most of the bugs are out and things are working well, that's the time. However, if you're an aggressive investor and you want to participate in the foundational situation, which means you're going to have to pledge silver to the project, you have the opportunity to make a gain because you have pledged something that could be used to further operate the system. And as more and more people come in The system does have friction in it, like the markup on a bullion coin, for example, and some of that comes back to the founding members. So that opportunity is there, but again, I'm suggesting almost everyone that that is a risk I'm willing to take, but not everyone could be or should be. You saw in the video, Brandon's name was mentioned, Mark Yaxley. Again, I know both these people. And I really like the SWP program, where it is, the jurisdictions, and the amount of protection that the strategic wealth preservation situation in the Caymans provides. Ian is the basically the founding idea man. He is the number one guy. You saw him on the video. I've known him now for about a year. I've had no issues whatsoever at all with everything that he's done so far. And so far, everything he said he's going to do has been done at least as well, if not better than he has verbalized or put in writing. In this white paper, they call me a facilitator. That's fine. Basically, I'm just letting people know about the situation and letting them determine for themselves in a free market environment whether or not this is suitable for you or it is not. David Smith, who has worked with me for years, is the senior analyst, one of them here at the Morgan Report, and he writes for other people besides me. And David's actually the one that found out about this before the Vancouver show a year ago. And we had a meeting with everybody involved. A brief one, like a two-hour one, after the conference was over. And then, as I've stated many times in these videos, David and I have flown to Vancouver, BC, to have other meetings along this path. So again, this list obviously has an interest in silver, at least most of it. Therefore, I'm providing this information. And again, you can get on the website, take a look, and decide for yourself. You can register with no obligation. Just keep in touch with how this progresses, and I'll leave a link in the description. And that will conclude this week's weekly update.
This is the Morgan Report with David Morgan. For the latest in precious metals investing, gold, silver, the economy, and more, go to themorganreport.com.